Do you think it might be time to have a refresher course on what it means and actually looks like to be a Christian? I'm looking around, and while I do see lots of love and Jesus freaks standing up for what is true and right, I'm also seeing all sorts of craziness that does not, in no way, no how, look like my Jesus. As a Christian myself, meaning I'm a follower and believer in the saving grace of Jesus Christ, I want you to see and know the truth and love of Jesus in my life. When I accepted Jesus' free gift of salvation, I was made new. So as we read in Galatians 2:20, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. I am no longer my own. I am surrendered, hopelessly devoted to know, live, and proclaim the truth of the gospel, not only in words, but in how I live my life. It's not perfect, and I am covered by grace, but I do want to follow what's right and good for my life. Our actions matter. How we behave matters. Our words matter. Whatever I do, whether in word or deed, like Paul writes in Colossians 3, I do it all in His name. I wear His name. You may claim His name, but even Jesus Himself said in Matthew chapter 7 that many will hear Him say, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." If our heart has been changed by Jesus, our behavior should reflect that in any circumstance. So I thought we'd look at a quick rundown of what I call Christian Behavior 101, which we find in Romans 12. Romans 12:9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord." On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. There's a lot to unpack in those verses, but the way I sum it up is simply this: the ways of Jesus are not the ways of this world. And as a Jesus follower, I'm called to follow His ways, not my own. As I do, you will matter more than me. I'll hate evil, and I'll cling to what is good. I'll be joyful in all things because my hope is found in something greater than what this world offers me. I'll love you even if you hate me. I'll walk humbly and do all I can to live in harmony with you, even if we disagree. And I'll be faithful to seek the Lord in prayer daily. If you claim to be a Christ follower and the thought of loving your enemy makes you cringe, maybe take another look at what being changed by Jesus really looks like. It's an undeserving love, grace-receiving, life-altering, daily mind-renewing heart transformation that changes how you see and love yourself, how you see and love God, as well as how you see and love others. That's the truth. We wear His name. Let's wear it well. The world is watching. I'm Lori Klein.